Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Chav Dalet. We are holding on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Alea Shalom, also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. Also by Charlie Gershbaum, in memory of Dr. Joseph Gershbaum, Rav Shmuel Yosef Ben Yecheskel, and Shem Shavn Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis is going to talk about what it takes for an animal to become a muad, and then what it takes for the animal to go back to being a tam, meaning we know certainly that an animal starts off as a tam, but how does an animal go back to becoming a tam after it had already become a muad? The Gemara is going to explain the machlokas in our Mishnah, whether an animal can become a muad in one day, or it takes 3 days to become a muad, and the similar machlokas about going back to being a tam, can that happen in one day, or does that take 3 days? So we can explain what's behind each shita, and then the Gemara is going to deal with how to paskin on each of those questions. Then the sugya is going to discuss the biggest sugya on the daf is Yehude Tura or Yehude Gavra. How do we understand the concept of muad? Is it that the animal is a muad to be dangerous, or that the bailim is a muad to not be shomer's animal properly? So the Gemara is going to explain what the nafkamina is between those possibilities, and we're going to try to have a raya whether it's Yehude Tura or Yehude Gavra. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if I take your dog and I rile up your dog and get it to bite somebody else and to damage somebody else. So am I chayiv? Are you chayiv? Because it's your dog and your dog is the one that that did the damage. So that's going to be a discussion. What is the Baal Kelev obligated to pay when someone else prompts the dog to do damage? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis, we'll see if we get to it, that goes over to Amud Aleph, has a machlokas whether Keren Birishus Hanizik pays chatzi nezek, just like Rishos Rabim, or pays nezek shalem, because Rishos HaNizik is always worse than in Rishos HaRabim. So we have a machlokas tanaim, which we've already discussed, but now this is the Mishnah where that machlokas appears, and it's going to turn out that the whole machlokas is about how to apply the principle of dayo when it comes to a kal v'chomer. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf, Chaf Gimel Amud Bey. So it says the Mishnah, Ezu Tam, how does a shor that had already become a muad go back to being a tam? Meaning Muka Yosef points out the idea that an animal is a tam mitchilaso, I don't need a tana to explain. That's a davar pashut, that every animal that's born is born presumed to be a tam. From the lashon of ezehu, it sounds that it's pashut to the tana that it's possible for a muad to become a tam. Meaning I would have argued maybe it's not. Maybe a zebra doesn't change its stripes. Is that the expression? Right? That once the shor is a muad, it's a muad and that's it. So you can't, it's a dangerous animal and you got to lock it up. There's nothing that could be done. So the Achronim point out that from the word ezehu, it sounds like it's pashut that it can be chozer l'tamuso, and it's meduyuk in the lashon of the pasuk, because the pasuk says O noda kishar nagahu. If it would have said v'im shar nagahu, that would imply that it being a muad is a matter of metzius. That any time it gores 3 times, so by definition it's a muad. O noda means that there's something else to still discover. That you can have an animal that gored 3 times, but there's still something else I need to know, because there's a possibility that even though in the past it's gored 3 times, it's been chozer l'tamuso. So that's why we work with the assumption that it can be chozer l'tamuso. So that's a and how does an animal become a shor muad to begin with? So we start with muad. Muad, kol shi idubo shloshi yamim, if they testify, 2 witnesses testify on 3 different negichos that happened on 3 different days, and is what establishes an animal as a muad. The Muka Yosef points out that if they're consecutive one after the other, then the animal's a muad for kala yamim, meaning it was on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, that the animal gored once each day. Then it's a muad for kala yamim. But there is such a possibility of an animal only being muad for certain days. We're going to see later that there's a possibility of an animal that's muad for Shabbos, that it only gores on Shabbos, and it doesn't gore during the rest of the week. But whatever the pattern is, that if it's 3 times, that's what establishes the animal as a muad. Vitam, and it goes back to being a tam. Yam, Misha Yachzer Bo Shloshi Yamim. When it doesn't gore 3 days in a row by seeing other oxen and not doing anything and behaving itself. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So if on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the animal gored another ox, one each day, and then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it saw plenty of other oxen and did nothing, now the animal goes back to being a tam, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Muad Shi Yidu Bo Shloshi Pamim. Rabbi Meir says, Muad, first of all, is not 3 days, it's three times. That if the animal gored three times, even if it all happened on one day, it will become a muad. So that's point one that he disagrees with. And as far as going back to being a tam, he disagrees with that as well. Tam calls you a tinokos mashmishin bo ve'inonogeach. If children are messing with the animal, are playing with the animal, and the animal still doesn't gore and stays put, that's enough to establish that it's a tam. Even one time, it sounds like it doesn't have to happen three times. So the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayis, explains that what it means is eino nogeach, is that it's not nogeach the tinokos, that it doesn't bother the children. So it's a little bit troubling, because normally an animal has natural fear of human beings. So just because it's a muad to gore other animals does not necessarily make it a muad to gore human beings. So how is the fact that it didn't gore the children a raya that it's not a muad to gore other shivarim? So he says, but since over here they're taunting it and they're messing with it and they're bothering it, so that would even the score a little bit. That would make up for the difference between an animal's fear level of human beings versus other shvarim. The Rabbeinu Yohonasan son is quoted in Shittim Gubet, says that that's where Rameir Dafka says tinokos, because even though animals fear human beings, they're typically not so afraid of little children, and therefore that's what evens it out, that the fear that an animal would have of other oxen would be the same as the fear it would have of children. Of adults, it would have a much greater fear. However, Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz says, no, we're misunderstanding the whole thing. It's not about the fact that the animal doesn't gore the children, it's about the fact that the animal doesn't gore other oxen after the children rile it all up. The children are banging it on its head and, you know, causing it to get all wild and crazy. And then it sees another ox and it doesn't do anything. That's the point. Of course, it's not going to gore the children. It's fearful of human beings. There is a machlokes rishonim within the sheet of Rav Meir about chazara l'shlosha yamin. I mean, Rav Meir said, I disagree about what it takes to make a muad. A muad could happen all in one day. I also disagree how it could be go back to being a tam. It could go back to being a tam just by kids messing with it. Does Rav Meir also say that it could go back to being a tam by having 3 days of it not goring? So Tosus writes, of course Rav Meir's mod is Rabbi Yehuda, that if it 3 days without goring, for sure would make it a tam. He's just being mosif that there's an easier way for it to go back to being a tam. If kids play with it and it doesn't do anything. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis and also in Hilchos Niske Mamon, Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, holds that a muad is not chozer unless tinokos are mashmashin bo. Meaning, Shalosh Pamim B'yom Echad, even according to Tosos, is not chozer tamus according to Rav Meir, and certainly B'shloshi Yamim is not going to be chozer according to Rav Meir. So Mukhe Yosef writes that from the fact that Rav Meir doesn't mention that it needs three times, it sounds like just one time of tinokos mashmashin bo is enough for it to go back to being a tam. And that idea of chazara l'tamuso through the children playing with it, it l'chora doesn't have any makar in the Torah. Meaning the Gemara is going to show what the makar is for the idea of three times, but the idea that it's chazara l'tamuso with just one time, so it must be that it's a svara that he said, that b'mitzius, we see that it's a very calm animal at this point, that it's not doing anything even though the kids are taunting it. So it's just a svara rather than a pasuk, which is not so unusual. Sometimes a svara is even stronger than a pasuk. Sometimes the Gemara says, lam likra, svara hu, so that this is Rabbi Meir's svara. Anyway, so now the Gemara says, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the base of Rabbi Yehuda that it takes 3 days for an animal to become muad, that it has to gore on three separate days? So Amar Abaye says, Rabbi Yehuda learns it from a pasuk. It says by the Shara Muad, O no da ki shor nagachu mitmol shel shom v'lo yishmerenu ba'alav. So we darsh Tmol chad. The word tmol implies one day. Mitmol, the extra mem in the word mitmol, tells me trey, that it's got to be a second day. Shilshom tlasa, that's a third day of it misbehaving. And then, if on a subsequent time, the Bailin doesn't watch it properly and it goes and does damage, so that's already going to pay Nezek Shalin, that's already a muad on the fourth time. Rava, Amar Rava says, no, the basis of Rabbi Yehuda is the following. Tmol, mitmol, chad. You can't make two separate drashas from the word mitmol. It's not an extra mem. The word is mitmol, and therefore you can only learn one time. Shilshom trei. Shilshom tells me a second negicha. V'lo yishmerenu ha'idna chayiv. And lo yishmerenu is the third time, and therefore you chayiv to pay nezek shalem on the third time, after the third time. So the way Rashi understands is that you pay nezek shalem on the third negicha. So it's a huge nafkamina la'alacha between the way Abaye learns Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and the way Rava learns Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. That Abaye learns Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, you're only going to pay nezek shalem on the fourth time, because we had three times, and then v'lo yishmerenu balav. Whereas Rava learns that you're going to pay nezek shalem even on the third time, because v'lo yishmerenu balav is already the time that you're going to be chayiv. Tosos, however, says no. Everyone agrees you only pay nezek shalem on the fourth time and on, but not on the third time. The machlokas is only how to touch up the pasuk. The rabbi says from the fact that it says v'lo yishmerenu, that's going on the negicha revius where you're ultimately going to pay the nezek shalem. And Rava says that no, lo yishmerenu is going on the third negicha where it now earns the status of muad, so that for the future it will pay nezek shalem, but not that on this time it's going to pay nezek shalem. The words don't sound so much like that, because it says ha'idna chayiv. Ha'idna implies this time, right now, you're going to be chayiv. So Tosa says, it means right now it becomes a muad that's in the category of chiyuv, so that next time, when it does damage, it will actually be chayiv. But all that's explaining Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it takes 3 days to become a muad, so Abaye, Rava, they explain where Rabbi Yehuda gets it from the pasuk. For Rabbi Meir holds that it could happen all in one day that an animal could become a muad, my taima. Titania, Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, well, I agree with your drashas, however you want to understand it, Bein Labai, Bein Rava, but is that so the Torah tells me that it can become a muad on three separate days, so Richik Nigichos of Chayiv, Kirim Nigichos of Lokolshkein, and therefore I apply a Kal V'chomer. If an animal can be considered to be dangerous, if it only gores once a day for 3 days, so if it gores three times in one day, that's a really crazy animal, that's even more so that it's a dangerous animal, and therefore it's a Kal V'chomer. So Amrulay, so the Chacham said back to Rabbi Meir, is that such a Kal V'chomer? Is that true? Anytime something takes a stretch of time for it to establish a pattern, do we assume that the pattern is for sure established in a shorter amount of time, when it does it repeatedly in a shorter amount of time? Zava Tochiach will bring a raya from a Zava. Shericha Kari Yoseha Temeya, Kirva Rioseha Tahora. The halach is that if a woman sees a flow of dam, so if a woman sees a flow of dam on her regular cycle, she's not a Zava at all. She's a Nida. But there are 11 days within each cycle that are the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida Lenida. 11 days during which, if she bleeds, she does not become a Nida. It's a regular Riyas Dam that comes from the uterus, but it's not called Nida. It's called Zava. And the rules of Zava are entirely different than the rules of Nida. If a woman bleeds on a regular cycle and becomes a Nida, she's Tameh for 7 days. Total. 7 days total. Even if she bleeds for 6 of those days or for all 7 of those days, as long as she finishes bleeding by the end of it, she goes to the mikveh that night and she's tahora. But if a woman bleeds during the Yemei Ziva, then it depends how long the bleeding lasted. If it lasted for just one day, she goes to the mikveh the next day, she's a Zava Katana, not a real Zava, just a Zava Katana, goes to the mikveh the next day and she's tahora. If she bleeds for 2 days, she goes to the mikveh the next day and she's tahora. But if she bleeds for 3 consecutive days, then she's a Zava Gadola and she's going to require Shiva Nikiyim. Then she's a real Zava that needs 7 consecutive clean days before she's able to go to the mikvah. Now, what would happen if a woman were to bleed 3 times in one day? She's not a Zava Gadola. She's only a Zava Katana. Next day, if she doesn't bleed, she goes to the mikvah during the daytime, and she's Tahora. So you see that even though Richek Re'ioseha, she's Temeya, Kirev Re'ioseha, she's not Temeya. So you see that the Kal V'chomer that Rabbi Meir wanted to suggest is incorrect. So Rabbi Meir says, nah, you can't bring me a raya from Zava. Hareyu Omer, because the pasuk says about a Zav who sees 3 times. Zav, it's not blood. It's that he has, but it's also not shechvazera. It's some sort of disease of something that he secretes from his body. Vizos tia tumaso bizovo, and it says vizos, which sounds like it's a miut. That tala akosav es hazav beriios es hazav abiyamim. That a zav becomes a zav who's going to need shivanakim if it happens three times on and Shivan Nikim and a Karban, if it happens three times even on the same day, no matter how many no matter how many days it happened on, even if it's all on the same day, it becomes a Zav, whereas a Zava is only going to be if it's multiple days. So from the fact that we make this distinction between a Zav and a Zava, you see that the basis for requiring Tumas Shiva by a Zava is not because of a Chazaka. It's not because, oh, we see a Chazaka that she will continue to bleed or anything like that. It's just a Gzeres HaKasuv. So you can't learn from there to a Shara Muad, where the whole thing is about, it's a Chazaka that we now know that this is a dangerous animal. It's not that when a woman bleeds for 3 days in a row, now we're convinced she's going to bleed forever. That it's a Chazaka that she's going to... No, of course not. It's that there's a Gzeres HaKasuv. That's what's metame her. But less than that is not going to be... is not going to be metamehir. There is a machlokas whether Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the entire kal v'chomer, meaning there's machlokas we showed him. Is Rabbi Yehuda trying to say, and therefore you can't make any such kal v'chomer from richek to kirev entirely, or is he just trying to say that you can't bring a raya from this case? The chacham are being mochiach from a zava that you don't say a kal v'chomer the way Tosfos says and the Rashban says that you don't say kal v'chomer from richek to kirev, even though mitzara svara the kal v'chomer is correct both by a zava and by a shara muad. And Rav Meir is doch, and he says you can't bring a raya from zava because over there it's not based on being muchzak, and he shows that it's not based on being muchzak from the fact that we distinguish between a zav and a zava. Tosrid and others explain that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Iker Kal V'chomer of Rav Meir. And he also says, Kirev Nigichosav is no better than Richek Nigichosav. That which he says, Zava Tochiach, he means that from Zava, who does not become Tamei with Shalosh Rios B'yom Echad, we can be Mochiach, that there is no benefit to Kirev Hamo'oraos more than Richek Hamo'oraos. That if the event happens in close proximity to each other, that's not stronger than when it happens further apart from each other. And Rav Meir responds that the pasuk is mimayit v'zos, that a zava is not metame b'riyos. So you see from there that it's mitzad gzeres hakasuv. But when there is no gzeres hakasuv, then in a chinami the kirev the proximity of the things actually matter. This is very relevant in halacha because that's what the Torah quotes a shita that when it comes to establishing a pattern to saying mashav aruach morad hageshem, that we know within the first 30 days after shmini atzeres, if a person is not sure whether he said Mashav Ruach Marad Hageshem, you have to assume he didn't, because you have to assume that he's stuck with his old habit, and the new habit is built over the course of 30 days. So that's what the Torah quotes, that some Rishonim understand, yeah, but if you just say Mashav Ruach Marad Hageshem 90 times, if you said 30 days, it's approximately 90 Shmon Esrei, so if you just say it 90 times, you just practice saying it 90 times, in one day you could change your whole Chazaka, you could change, and then you're not going to have to repeat Shmona Esrei. That's when in some shuls, on Simchas Torah, when they dance, they sing the whole bracha with Mashav Ruach Marad Hageshem. Rabbi Willich, they do that so that they'll avoid any sveikos later on. Because Richek Nigichosav is a more so kirv Nigichosav Lokal Shkein. Richek Mashav Ruach Marad Hageshem over 30 days changes your habit. So kirev, all the more so, is going to change your habit. Okay, so Mimai Dahai Vizos Mute Zavar Miriyos. Ask the Gemara, how do I know that the word Vizos comes to exclude a Zava from Riyos, meaning that if a Zava sees three times in one day that she's not a Zava, maybe he's coming to tell me that if a male Zav sees on three consecutive days that he does not become a Zav. So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vazava Zavala Zachar Vila Nekeva, Makish Zachar Nekeva. The Pasuk itself links the Dinam of Zachar to the Dinam of Nekeva. So Ma Nekeva B'yamim, Av Zachar B'yamim. If a Nekeva becomes a Zava Gedola over the course of 3 days, then it must be that a man could also become a Zav over the course of 3 days. So says Mar, yeah, but by the same token, V'lakish Nekeva L'Zachar, Ma Zachar B'ri'ios, Av Nekeva B'ri'ios. Why don't we say that if a man could become a Zav in one day, then a woman should also be able to become a Zav Gedola in one day? Says Mar, no, because Amiyat Rahman of Vizos. We have a Miut that says Vizos that tells me that not everything that applies to a man applies to a woman. So says Mar, Banu Mar Isa, how do I know which way to make that Limut? Meaning, Eino Chinami, there are two Limut limudim in the pasuk. One lima that says equate the dinim of man with the dinim of woman, and another lima that says no, there's something different about them, right? So how do I know that where I equate them is if they see on three consecutive days, and what's different is if they see on the same day. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe if they see on the same day three times, they both become tamei. But if they see on three consecutive days, then only a woman becomes tamei and not a man. So how do you know which direction to go? So it says more mistavra koi b'riyos. It's most mistavra that the word vizos appears in the pasuk that's talking about riyos of a zav. So mima'it riyos. It therefore excludes a zava from riyos. But koi b'riyos mima'it yamim. A pasuk that's talking about riyos is going to be mima'it yamim. Is going to tell me that if it's stretched over 3 days, that a zav is not going to be tamei. No, if a zav sees over 3 days, he's going to be tamei l'zachor l'nekev. But just like a nekeva, the word vizos tells me that a nekeva will not be tamei if she sees 3 times in 1 day. Okay, so now we have machlokas tanaim had a paskin tan rabbanan ezu mud. What is mud? Remember, we had 2 machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. How long does it take to become a mud, and what does it take to not be a mud? So kol sheidu bo shloshi yamim, a mud is if it was 3 days. That is shitas Rabbi Yehuda. V'tam shiatinokas mashmirav. And it becomes a tam by one time, children messing with it and they're not doing anything. That's Shitas Rabbi Meir, Div Rabbi Yossi. So we see Rabbi Yossi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda and how to become a muad, and like Rabbi Meir and how to go back to being a tam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, muad kol shidu bo shalosh pa'amim. A muad is that it happens 3 times even on 1 day. That's Rabbi Meir. V'lomer shoshiyam mel chazar bilvad. It only takes 3 days for becoming a tam. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Shimon paskins like Rabbi Meir about becoming a muad, and Rabbi Yehuda about becoming a tam. So they mix and match the shitos. So how do we paskin? Amrav nachem ram ravad barava halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'muad sharbi yosi modelo. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda about what it takes to be a muad, that it takes 3 days. Since that's Shitas Rabbi Yosi, v'alacha k'Rabbi Meir b'tam, and we paskin like Rabbi Meir about what it takes for an animal to go back being a tam, that it could happen in 1 day. Sharbi yosi modelo, because Rabbi Yossi is molded to that, and we always want to paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Tosus points out he could have just said halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, but he dafka wanted to use the names of the Tanaim in the Mishnah. So in paskin the halacha, he identifies the Tanaim in the Mishnah that hold each shita, but really it's just straight up paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So I'm like Rav Nachman, v'leim mar halach Rabbi Meir b'muad. Why would you assume that we're paskining like Rabbi Yossi? Meaning the Gemara is assuming that he was machria that way because it's a rabbim against the yachid. Why not just say that we pass like Rabbi Meir b'muad shari Rabbi Shimon modelo, because he has Rabbi Shimon on his team, v'alach Rabbi Yehuda b'tam shari Rabbi Shimon modelo, and we pass like Rabbi Yehuda about what it takes to become a tam, that it takes 3 days because Rabbi Shimon agrees to him? Meaning mei chitesi, just because Rabbi Yossi agrees to you, it means you're right. Maybe when Rabbi Shimon agrees to you, you're right. Rabbi Shimon is pretty great too. So Amalei, Rabbi said, yeah, Rabbi Shimon is pretty great, but there's a klal in halacha. Anok Rabbi Yossi svirle, Rabbi Yossi nimuka imo, because there's a klal in halacha that Rabbi Yossi always has the most logical raya, and therefore there's a klal to paskin like Rabbi Yossi. There is a machlokas Rishonim, how strong is that klal? When we say Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo, and therefore we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, is that even when he's against the rabbin, or is that only when it's a one against one machlokas? That if you're not sure, Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Shimon, okay, you'll go like Rabbi Yossi. But when it's Rabbi Yossi against the rabbin, halacha karabim against the yachid will override Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo. So that's a machlokas in the Rishonim. The Achronim will point out over here that's what's really going on in the Gemara over here, that the chiddush of saying that we pass him like Rabbi Yossi is that even though he has multiple Tanaim against him, and why do we still pass him like him if he has multiple Tanaim against him? Because he's got another Tana on his team also in each case. So it turns out to be an even machlokas, and therefore the machriya is that Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo. That works if you assume that Rabbi Yossi that we only pass him like Rabbi Yossi when it's an even machlokas, but when it's against the rabbim, we would not pass him like Rabbi Yossi. So now it says Gemara new shaila ibayilu shloshiyam deketani. When it says 3 days, it takes 3 days for an animal to become muad. Liude Torah, does that mean that it makes the shor into a muad, that in 3 days it is now muchzak as a dangerous animal, or liude gavra, or is it that it makes the bal hashor into a muad in that he is now muchzak not to watch over his animal properly. So the main nafkamina, what would be nafkamina, who the muadus is about? What if three groups of Edom all came on one day and they were made about three separate negichos that shor did on three separate days? Meaning the shor gored on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but this guy found out about it all at once when three groups of witnesses said three different things. I saw him gore on Sunday, I saw him gore on Monday, I saw him gore on Tuesday. If the 3 days are to establish that this shor is dangerous, miyayit, they've now established that because we know that over 3 days he gored once each day. But if it's about making the gavra into a muad, this is his first warning. So we don't know that he's been ignoring warnings about watching his shor. Meimar amar, the Baal HaShor could say, Hashtu to come aside to me. It's only right now that they warned me, these three groups warned me to watch my shor, and the Torah says that you have to warn them on three separate days. So what would the halacha be? So Tashema says, we'll bring a raya. It's the only raya we bring. Ein HaShor Nasa Muad Ad She'idu Bo Bifnei Bailim U'Bifnei Beizdin. That the Brisa tells us, a shor will only be a muad if they testify about him in front of the owner of the shor and in front of Beizdin. He'idu Bo Bifnei Beizdin V'Shalo Bifnei Bailim. If they were made in front of Bezin, but not in front of the Bailim, or Bifnei Bailim, the Shalom Bifnei Bezin, Eino Me'as Muad, Achidibo Bifnei Bezin, Bifnei Bailim. It only becomes a Muad if you are made in front of Bezin and the Bailim, which is a repeat of the phrase that the Brisa started with. The Nimukei Yosef says that it's teaching us that even though by other Eduyos, there are ways that you can be Makabal Edim Shalom Bifnei Baldin, like if the Baldin is a Zakin or a Chola, or they sent a message, you should come to Bezin. And he ignored the subpoena to court, he didn't come. So then we can accept Eidu Shalom Bifnei Baldin. Not so when it comes to a shor. When it comes to his shor being a muad, it can only work. There's no excuses. It can only work Bifnei Baldin. That's why we repeat the idea that it's got to be Bifnei the Bailim. It's got to be Bifnei the Beizdin and Bifnei the Bailim. So the Braisa tells us a few other halachos. He do shnayim b'rishon, if two edim are made on the first negicha, u'shnayim b'shniya, and two edim are made on the second negicha, u'shnayim b'shlishis, and two edim on the third negicha, and through those three eduyos he becomes a muad. Harikan shalosh eduyos, in a certain sense, are considered three separate eduyos, that if one of them becomes pasul, the other eduyos still stand, and therefore vein edus achas la'azama, they're considered one edus as far as hazama, that if the edus of the first negicha is batel by nimtzeis kas rishon Zomemes, by the first group being found to be Edim Zomemin, so now you don't have enough Eduyos to make him a Muad. The other Eduyos are not Batel, Harei Kan Shtei Eduyos. Each one of them is Mechayiv Chatzi Nezek on each of the other two Eduyos. Vuhu Pater, but he doesn't have to pay Nezek Shalim on the last Negicha. Vehein Peturim, and the Edim of the first Negicha are Pater from paying what they tried to be Mechayiv him, the additional Chatzi Nezek, the last Chatzi Nezek on the last Negicha, because he did not become Muad through their Eidus alone. He would not have become a Muad. It was only through the Tziruf of the three groups together that he would have become a Muad. So Edim Zomim are not chayiv to be Mishalim and Achi Yezumu Kulam. So since, as far as Zomim, they're considered to be one Eidus, if only the first group became Edim Zomim, that first group is not going to have to pay the extra Chatzi Nezek that they tried to be Mechayiv him, because only they were made into Zomim, not the others. Nimtzeis Kashniya Zomemes, if also the second group became Zomim, so it doesn't passel all the other Eduyos, Harekan Eidus Achas. You still have one Eidus, you still have the third group that was made about the Negicha, so he's got to pay Chatzi Nezek for that. Vuhu Pater, he doesn't have to pay Nezek Shalem on the last Negicha. Vehein Peturim, the second group does not have to pay the Chatzi Nezek of Muadus on the third Negicha that they were trying to be Mechayev him, because they were not yet all Huzam. But Nimtzeis Kashlishis Omemes, if all three groups now become Zomim, Kulan Chayavin, all three groups of Edim are going to have to pay, among the three of them, the extra Chatzi Nezek of Muadus that they wanted to cost him on that third Negicha. And that's where we apply Vasisim Lokash Zomim. So again, three groups of Edim, they all come and say about a separate Negicha, and then it turns out they're all Zomim. So obviously, each of the three groups is going to have to pay the Chatzi Nezek that they tried to be Mechayev for their Negicha, and then they all have to chip in and pay the extra chatzi nezek to make up for nezek shalim on the third negicha, because they were all contributing to that third negicha. So what does this have to do with the yudei Torah, yudei Gavra? So yeah, with the yudei Torah Shapir. If the whole idea is that it's just to demonstrate that the animal is dangerous, so I understand why the first groups are chayiv to pay toward the muadus that they generated, because the price could be talking about where the third nizik brought all three of these groups of Edom to Beis Din in order to testify, in order to get his nezek shalim payment, because that would be enough to establish muadus. Because even though they're all coming at once, that's fine. It's only to verify that the animal is dangerous. So they can all come at once to verify that the animal is dangerous. Eliam the gavra. But if the whole idea is to be miyai the gavra, so it needs to happen separately. That the first edus has to happen, and then the animal goes again. Then the second edus has to happen, then the animal goes again. Then the third edus has to happen. If that's the only way it works, why would the first group of edim have to pay toward the nezek shalem when they become Edom Zomim, toward the Nezek Shalim of the third time? Let the first group of Edom say, Anami Avi Adin Debasar Shoshiyame Yasu Hanami Adilei. We had no idea that tomorrow another group of Edom was going to come, and the next day another group of Edom was going to come. Why do we have to? We were trying to be Mechayevim Chatzi Nezek. We had nothing to do with Nezek Shalim of the third time. We had no idea that was even going to happen if it's all about Yudei Gavra. Because again, if it's all about Yudei Gavra, they have to have come separately. If it's about Yudei Tura, they could have all come together. If they all came together, so then it's possible. Then they were all aware what they were coming there to do. That they were all aware that they were coming to make him a muad. So Rav Ashi, Amrisa l'shmaita kamed Rav Kana. We said this raya over to Rav Kana, Varmali, and he said, I'm not so sure that this price will work so well, even if it's liu de tura. Liu de tura minicha. Does it work out so well if the whole thing is about making the shar a muad? How can you be mechayev the last group, part of the Chatzi Nezek Umadus? Why can't the last group say, Anan mina yadin to call the Kai Beidin al Asudi Betarukasu? How are we supposed to know that all the other groups of Edom that are standing here in Beis Din were being made about this shar that occurred? Anan l'chiv agar v'pal g'niskasinan. Meaning, just because we all came at the same time, we weren't together. We were each testifying about a separate event. So we were coming to testify about what we're testifying about a Chatzi Nezek. We didn't know that there were other Edom that are being made that had also gored previously. How would we know that? The Gemara Dafka says the third group could tie into that. The Rashi points out the first two groups can't tie into that, because if the third Nizik is the one that's bringing them to Beis Din and saying, I want you to testify about what the animal did yesterday to someone else's shark. Why do you want me to testify about what the animal did to someone else's shar and not to your shar? What do you have to do? Oh, it must be you're trying to establish muadus. If you're trying to establish, that's why you need my testimony. But the third group, he's coming in telling them, I want you to testify what the animal did to my shar. So they don't know that it's about establishing muadus. As far as they're concerned, they're just coming to testify about a chatzi nezek. They're just testifying that the animal gored. First two groups can't say that, because if they're being brought by the nizik hashlishi, what does it have to do with the nizik hashlishi? They're testifying about the nizik harishon and the nizik hasheni. Oh, must be that it's about muadus. That they would have had to figure out. So the Gemara is miyashev that even if that you can, that if you say liyudei tura, this price actually does make sense, because the third group has to be aware that they're coming to testify about muadus. The kamramzi rumuze, because they're bringing maramis to each other. We see that they're all in cahoots with each other, that they're all coming together, and they know exactly what they're there for. Or Rav Ashi Amar Kshmo Ritzufim, that all the groups come at the same time to Beis Din, so it's obvious that they're all coming together. Or third possibility, Ravina Amar B'makirin Balashar Vein Makirin Esashar, that it could be that the Edim know who the Balashar is, but they don't know which Shar is the one that did it, and therefore they can't say we were coming to Mechayev Chatzi Nezek of Tammuz, because if you're only coming to Mechayev Chatzi Nezek, you would need to identify exactly which Shar it was, because the halacha is that a Tam pays Chatzi Nezek Megufo, and you call the pay Megufo if you know which Shar it was. So from the fact that they're saying we don't even know which Shar it was, so it must be that they understood that they were coming to make it a Muad. So it says Ma'al Hechem Yadilei, but if they don't know which Shar it was, how could they be made and warn the Bailim to guard his Shar? We don't know which Shar was the Shar Nagach. So it says says Gemara, "Da Amri Torah Nakhane Islach Bivkarcha Ibayilach Linturi Lekulei Bakra." That they could tell him, "You got to watch them all." Meaning, you know that you have a dangerous shor among your flock, so watch them all, and therefore it would be enough to make it a muad. Okay, so now the Gemara brings another suffik. Ibayilu Hamashasa Kalbu Shechavero Bichavero. If let's say I take your dog and I rile up your dog and get it to attack somebody else, not you, I get it to attack somebody else. So I'm Mishasa, your dog, on somebody else. Mishasa vada, so ma, what's it did? Mishasa vada pater. So I'm pater because I'm only a grumma benizikin. So I'm not doing a mitzvah, terrible thing. I shouldn't rile up a dog and have it attack somebody else, even if it's not my dog, but I'm definitely pater because it's only grumma benizikin. Bal kelev mai, what about the dog owner? Is the dog owner chayiv? Mir minu matzi amalei anamai avinilei. Do we say that the bal kelev can say, what did I do? If you wouldn't have riled up my dog is the calmest dog in the world, it wouldn't have done anything if not for the fact that you were taunting it and causing it to get all riled up. Or maybe we say to the guy, you know that if it gets riled up, it will then damage, so you shouldn't have allowed it to just stay there in a shasrabim where you know someone could take it and rile it up. The implication is that he has to know that when it gets riled up, it would damage, that he doesn't think that his dog will stay calm no matter how much pressure you apply to it. But so the Gemara tries to be poshet the suffix from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Vitam, what makes an animal go back to being a tam? According to our Meir, Shira Tinokos Mashvavenu Nogeach, that children mess around with it and he doesn't do anything. Ooh, Hanogeach Chayiv. But it sounds like if the children mess around with it and then the animal is Nogeach, you're going to be Chayiv for that Negicha, even though the Negicha only happened because kids were taunting it and causing it to get wild and to get all worked up. Well, wait a second. Can't he say that I had nothing to do with that? You know, the kids were the ones that caused that to happen. So shouldn't he be pater? So must be. You see that the bala kelev is chayiv when someone else riles up his dog and causes it to damage. So Abaye says, well, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Mikatani naga chayiv? Does it say in the Mishnah that if the animal taka does gore, that the bal hashar is going to be chayiv? That's a diuk you're making. Maybe not. Dilma hanagach lavi tam b'ahid negicha lo mechayiv. Maybe if it does gore, it's not a tam. It didn't go back to becoming a tam. But in a chanami, on that negicha, I'm not going to be chayiv because that negicha was a result of the kids taunting it. Meaning the opportunity to become a tam comes when kids start taunting it and it doesn't do anything. If it reacts when the kids start taunting it, so it doesn't become a tam. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be chayiv on that negicha. It just remains a muad for any future negicha that it might do. So Tashima says, Gemara, let's try to bring a raya not from our Mishnah, but from a different Mishnah. Mishnah appears in Masech Sanhedrin. We already quoted this Mishnah yesterday. Is that Shisa bo asakelev, Shisa bo nachash. If a person is Mishasa, a kelev on someone else, or a nachash on someone else, and it kills that somebody else. So Pater, the Mishasa is Pater from an Onash Misa, because he's only a grumma. But my love, Pater Mishasa v'chayiv bal kelev, doesn't that mean that the Mishasa is Pater, but the bal kelev or the bal nachash is going to be chayiv? So the Gemara says, lo, that doesn't mean that. Ema pater af mishasa. Maybe it's the davar pashut that the bal kelev or the bal nachash is going to be pater because they didn't do anything. But even the mishasa is going to be pater. That's the chiddush. Amarava imtim slom mishasa kalbu shel chaver b'chaveru chayiv. If you were to argue in our shaila that if I take your dog and I sick it on someone else, that you're going to be chayiv, shiso hu ba'atzmo. What if I rile up your dog and your dog attacks me as I'm riling it up? So pater, then you're not going to, that you're not going to have to pay for. So my time, why? Because kol mashanu b'achar v'shinu bo pater. The rule is when you do something that you're not allowed to do, and it's an unusual thing to do, and then the shinoi happens in the way it damages. So the second owner is going to be pater, even though what its animal did, what his animal did, was shalom b'rishus. So here also the mashasa was mashana, because what's he riling up a dog for? So even though it's not expected for a dog to damage, but the bala kelev is going to be pater. Amalei Rav Papa l'Ravas, Rav Papa says to Rava, that's your taina. But it marmishmed Reish Lakish kavaseich. You should know Reish Lakish already says like you. Dam Reish Lakish shtei paros b'rishus rabim. Let's say you have two cows in rishus rabim. achas revutza viacht malechas. One is crouching, which is an unusual thing for an animal to do in Rosh Hashanah, and the other one's walking along its way. Ubata malechas perevutza. And then the one that's walking just gives a zet. He kicks the revutza. So that's a keren. That's an unusual thing for the animal to do. With kavana la'azik, is going to kick the revutza. But the revutza was also doing an unusual thing. So petur, it's going to be pater. Why is it pater? Because kalamishana, barcha v'shina, bo's pater. The animal did a shinoi, and then another animal came and did another shinoi on that, in its damaging of it. Revutza ma'alechas chayeves. But if the revutza kicks the ma'alechas, then it's going to be chayev, because the ma'alechas was not mishana, it just did a regular thing, was just walking by. Samalei, Rava says back to Rav Papa, you think you're helping me out by bringing a raya from a shlakish that called Mishanu Bakra Mishinabo Pater. In that case that you're bringing, I actually disagree. I think that that you're going to be mechayev the bailum of the malechas. You don't apply the principle of kol mishana in such a case. Why? We say to him, yeah, your para has rishus to walk by this road, even as my para is lying there revutza on the ground. Levuuti be less of rishusa, but it has no rishus to be mevait in my para. And if you did so, then you're chayev the balapa, like any other para that's bowie. Muki Yosef explains what he means to say is that the cloud of kol mishana bakra v'shina bo pater is only when in the makom that the is only in a situation where the first one's shinoi caused the second one's nezek, meaning the first one's shinoi of being mishasa the kelev caused the kelev to bite. But over here, the revutza didn't cause the animal to walk by to give it a kick. So that has nothing to do with it. So that's not called a mishana b'achar v'shina bo pater. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Daled Amud Beis. Have a great day, everybody.